Hey everybody, I'm Dustin.
It's Devin.
He's just sitting farther away. This is kind of something special we're going to try and do as a bridge episode between our main episodes. We're going to call this Today's Treasure, and we're going to try and do it kind of on. I think we've got a good little thing going on with us trying to get it out every Wednesday. I'm sorry, every Friday, but. If we don't, we'll definitely have a bridge episode, which will be a little shorter and really cover what we're finding out in the news today, like kind of quick, like hidden treasure, the things we kind of Google search, and then do a little quick deep dive on them or even small dive, and hopefully be about 10 to 15-ish minutes. So that's what we're going to do today. This is going to be our first little episode of Today's Treasure. We are focusing on Brazil, right?
Well, some other stories, yeah, but
mostly Brazil.
So the source we have is NPR and bank robberies.
This is our first Today's Treasure, right?
Yeah, I mean,
like our first story of it.
Yeah, on December 2nd, 2020, Monday, just before midnight, masked gangsters entered the city of Criciúma.
Yeah, Criciúma, Brazil. Sorry, we're going to butcher all these names.
No, we're going to work on it, though.
I mean, we're going to do our best. We barely know Spanish.
For treasure news.
And we definitely don't know Portuguese.
I think together we're bilingual in Spanish.
Perfect.
All right.
So what did these gangsters do, these so-called gangsters?
They robbed the Bank of Brazil.
Ah, that can't be a good thing.
You can go to Guardian and you can look up, you know, Bank of Brazil robbery. And you can see cell phone footage of these. I mean, it's pretty terrifying. It's a different world if you're not from Latin America.
Yeah, basically these gangsters shooting up at people on their cell phones because they're being recorded.
Right. Yeah, and they took hostages, and these hostages are just lying in the middle of the street, almost butt naked.
Yeah. Hashtag this is silence.
Yeah,
right.
Stop police involvement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So they went to where they did rob this, right?
Correct. This was the successful attempt.
Okay, so these gangsters in Brazil took about $150,000, and you said it has been recovered or hasn't been.
So the $150,000 after the explosion of the safe was scattered throughout the street. You can see video cell phone footage of this, and supposedly,
do we know how much they took?
No, the bank never released it.
The Bank of Brazil. And this happened Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. December 2nd. Yes. I thought it was January.
It's all right. However, the gangsters escaped back in their luxury SUVs.
Sure.
Although, you know, Brazilian police did arrest a Sao Paulo woman who was believed to be involved.
Okay. All right. So we got a little bit of a, you know, we got somebody involved. And, man, I wonder how much they took. I mean, just if the Bank of Brazil, like, is claiming that $150,000 was recovered, I mean, man, maybe they took a bunch more. Just a little known fact, too, Brazil has one of the highest crime rates globally for 2020. It had three robberies in 2020. 15.
Just that state alone.
Oh, this state where this happened. Okay, 15 in 2019. So the rates are getting semi-better. But
I guess we're going out of order from the document.
I mean, yeah, totally. We are out of order.
Okay.
You're out of order. So, everybody's out of order.
You know, the BBC put out a statement, which followed as, the local media are calling a string of robberies as the new Gangato? I don't know how to...
Sure.
There's like a weird symbol under the sea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Portuguese. Referencing the widespread banditry that plagues Brazil in the late 19th and early 20th century. So, what makes small to medium cities are favorable among these Brazilian bank robbers is because there's, you know, not a huge population. There's usually one source of military or police station, and they can control that traffic.
But you're making a little bit of money as opposed to robbing something in, you know.
I mean, yeah, but there's a certain risk to outcome. That
sure,
comes
yeah, 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 but it's not in a major territory either.
The numbers of bank robbers in Brazil in the last couple of years are in the hundreds. And like Dee said, it has one of the highest crime rates globally. However, this operation was successful, and the Bank of Brazil has yet to release the full amount unaccounted for. Dee, why do you think banks don't divulge that kind of information? We've seen it in Wells Fargo not issue or lie about how much stolen in our Bronco Bill episode.
So I think it's a couple of things. I think that a lot of the banks now are federally funded and or, you know, like on the stock market. So they don't want to scare the investors over. I think ultimately it has to do with investing. I think, you know, you don't ever want to say how bad the losses are. You know, and when the losses are really bad, that's when more money gets pulled out of your bank and there's less you can do with it. I mean, it's just all kind of wonky, but I think, you know, you don't want to look bad. I mean, I think it's pretty much that simple, and you don't have to claim how much they took unless it's like, oh yeah, this is just a man, like the minimum they took or the minimum, whatever it is, because I don't think you also want to draw a ton of, you know, if someone says, oh my gosh, you know, we stole $1 million in gold bullion, you don't want that out and about either. I mean, right? Like, that's a problem. Like, because that, you know, whether it gets washed, whether it gets whatever it is, you know, divided up, you might never see that again. And if you can easily say, oh, just they just took $100,000, or in this case of Bronco Bill, it was just $500. Don't even worry about it. I mean, you almost downplay the situation. And if you can cover your losses, it doesn't matter, you know. So then our next story.
Same story.
Well, same story in Brazil. Yeah. But
a day later, 20,000 miles away, gunfire erupted in Caminheta.
Yeah.
Caminheta?
Sure.
At least 20 gangsters descended on the remote river town. Weapons and explosives were used while they grabbed hostages. However, in that process, a young man was killed. These gangsters then attacked a military police station to stop them responding to the bank robbery. Supposedly, during the bank robbery, this was issued by the governor. They blew up the wrong safe and got nothing. They then fled away in cars and later in boats. So far, none of them caught bore for police.
So this is the...
By the police.
This is the same thing we're talking about, though, is... It's the same exact, like, kind of gangster robbery thing. Just literally 20,000 20,000 miles away, still in Brazil.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they believe it's. I mean, it's the same people.
Okay. Just they move that fast. Jesus.
Well, you can have another team.
I mean, yeah, sure. I guess how big your establishment is of robbers. I mean, yeah, that's crazy. All right. And then kind of last. Is this lastly?
This is the last
story we have for this one, okay?
So, by CBS News, we have a former deep dive sea treasure hunter is in his fifth year of jail. The man's name is Tommy Thompson. Pretty good name.
That's not bad.
He is in prison for refusing to tell the whereabouts of the sum of 500 missing coins from a gold found from a shipwreck. So,
Do you know where he's at? What jail is he?
Oh, I know where he's at. I don't remember the name.
What country is it in?
It's U.S.
Oh, okay.
It's on the East Coast.
Oh, so he's like legit in jail now.
Right.
Like in our jail.
Yeah. So the typical term for, you know, a witness not cooperating is around 18 months.
Okay.
However, he's far exceeded that.
Yeah. I mean, he's got, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
And why is he in jail? Because he hid these things.
Basically, he was hired by... 161 investors.
Okay.
Together, they paid him $12.7 million to find the ship. And the ship is nicknamed... Hold on.
Oh, I saw it. SS Central?
Yeah.
SS Central America?
Yeah. Known as the Ship of Gold in 1988. However, during a hurricane off the coast... Oh, sorry. Off South Carolina in 1857.
Gotcha.
The golds were aboard, which actually caused an economic pandemic. Or panic, sorry.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, pandemic.
Well, we're in the pandemic, so it's all working out now.
However, three years prior, a federal judge, I don't know how to say his first name, Marbley, said during a hearing, he creates a patent for a submarine, which he did, but he can't remember where he put the loot. So they're not believing his story that he doesn't know what happened with the coins.
Oh, okay.
So after multiple stories, he did find the treasure and is refusing to give up its location. He's changed the story multiple times. The estimated value of these coins is around $2 to $4 million. And you can look up his mugshot right now. Granted, he is 68 years old.
Tommy Thompson?
Yeah, but he looks, I mean, he looks crazy.
Well, he has been in jail for 5 years and he won't give up the, I mean, what's crazy to me is he has a ton of investors that are, this gold is worth less than his investment. Investment,
yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely nuts. But okay. I mean, hey, if you're going to be in jail for keeping the location secret, I mean, write it down somewhere.
I mean, but yeah. I was him. He has a girlfriend that's mentioned in the article, and they live in Florida. If I was him...
They lived.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she still lives.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was him, I would just, you know, like, kind of, like, sneak the location to her if I trust her.
Oh, yeah.
And she picks up the shipment.
I mean, it's only 2 point... Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of money, but it...
I mean, you can... I mean, I don't know how you funnel it, but... Anyway. So, some of the treasure books that I've stumbled upon are The Lost Treasures in American History by W.C. Jameson. I've only begun reading a small portion of it, however, it does have some potential. And then there is the Great U.S. Treasure Hunt by Thecchio de Master, and their claim is a real-life adventure where you can find 4 items, each worth $10,000. I found this book on Kindle. I have no idea if the treasure has been found or not. So good luck when you're further investigating.
I like that you just found a book and it doesn't, who knows if it's...
I mean, I'm trying to be the one-stop shop hub. Brings us to another site. It's called digitalburiedtreasure.com. And they publish a series of hints for a treasure that lies inside an online domain, meaning a website. And according to them, someone has already found their treasure, which, I mean, it's only $1,000, but still...
Yeah, it's $1,000.
I mean, it's a pretty fun thing. And then we also want to announce what's left for season one.
So what is left for season one? What are we doing?
So we have the Twin Sisters Cannons episode. We have the Dead Man's Cave in Colorado, the Graff's Diamond Robbery in London, and the Honey Valley, California.
You're welcome.
And then I want to do 2 special episodes. One is about the Road Agent Gang. This gang operated between the winter of 1863 and 1864. At the end of this, in 1864, 20 men and the elective sheriff at the time were hanged and accused of being a part of the Road Agent Gang. This episode also ties into our next story because of the lore and mystery that follow the gang, the psychological perspective of the bank robber and the lawman. Uncharted Treasures is asking the tough questions. Why do we remember the lawman more than... Why do we remember the outlaw more than the lawman? Sorry, I messed that beautiful.
How... You are also swearing on this one more.
Right, which is great. I mean, eventually it's going
to
come out.
We're going to have you not drink beer before a podcast.
I can't do it while I'm other stuff. But anyway, we're also going to talk about our Patreon package. Announcement of 2 tiers. So we have 2 tiers. The $5 Pioneer package.
What do you get?
What do you get? You get a role in our Discord.
Hey.
That's the Pioneer. You also get the info to find the treasure. And if you find the treasure with the Pioneer package, you'll most certainly make your money back. Because it's definitely worth more than the $60 if you have it a year round.
Yeah.
And then we also, our next tier, there's only 120 sots. But what this tier at $12 will offer you is you'll become our confidants.
I like this one.
So you'll get the ultimate role in Discords. We'll also give you free merch. Every 3
stickers.
Months. Yeah, whatever we want.
We're coming up with some fun stuff. If you didn't know, Devin likes creating a lot of fun art and, you know, whether it's stickers or sweatshirts or t-shirts. I mean, we got some fun stuff planned. So it'll be pretty fun.
And you'll also help us, I mean, code the messages. Right now we only have season one planned, but you can be... Help us with research. You'll get direct one-on-one conversation with us.
I don't know if you want that. But who? Hey, if you do,
I mean, yeah,
we're going to be here for us, for you, or for us. We're barely here for us. Also, a little side note, too, if you have a book or want a shout out for a project or you're trying to hunt some treasure, please email us at UnchartedTreasuresPod@gmail.com. We would love an email. Any email. We know there's 70 listeners of you people. We know it. We can see the analytics. And frankly, if I pull up some more analytics real quick about our 70 wonderful, all-time beautiful listeners, I'm pretty sure it said we had like some people in Spain. And I was like, I don't know anybody in Spain, but that's awesome. Right.
You did go to Spain, though.
I mean, a long time ago. So, we got 77 listeners all time. All time. All just today got 7 more. So, yeah, we'd love an email. We'll shout you out. We're working on everything social media land. I think we still have a Facebook up, right?
Yeah. Well, we haven't launched. I don't know when we want to fully, like, invest launch because the treasure's not buried yet. But we do have a location, and the codes are embedded.
Yeah, it's all going to be happening. So,
also, I have a new book coming in. It's called The Invisible Hook: The Hidden Economics of Pirates by Peter Leeson.
You're really going down the liking the pirate way.
Well, the pirate we eventually have to discuss because a lot of treasure is associated with pirates.
It'll have to be one of the full like seasons we do.
I mean, just send me an email and I will publish. I will publish this episode. I mean, just one like him. You poke me on Facebook.
Oh, just one.
And I will do this episode.
Oh, I like it. All right. So this is that's it. That's what we wanted to hear. Rate us on whatever podcast you listen to, whether it's Spotify, iHeart. We saw a bunch of some people listening there. Obviously, Apple. We love 5 stars. We love 1 star. We love all stars. I mean, frankly, we don't have any prejudice for stars.
Just give us feedback.
Yeah, I mean, we would love any form of feedback, even if you don't enjoy the show, or you don't like my voice, or Devin's, or the random animal noises you hear. We could have more of those if you want to. And thanks, everybody. This has been, what are we calling this?
This is just treasure. Today's treasure.
Thanks.